before going any further, our thoughts very much in this part of the world with everybody in Chrysler. And a message to yourselves as well there in Highland. The way he's handled the weekend from a professional point of view, absolutely exceptional as well. But certainly sincere sympathies to everybody in Donegal. And I know people in this part of the world have great affinity with that part of Donegal. So very, very sad time. Moving on. It's hard to move on to sport when there's something like that happens, but it is continuing. And as you say, Trillick and Killeclaher go head-to-head on Saturday. It could be a tricky enough one. Both would love to be in the championship, actually. There's no getting away from that, because when they looked at the start of this league campaign, it was getting, you know, the points on the board, continuing well through the league, and then focusing the championship. Trillick, obviously, well beaten in the championship at the start of the whole competition by Dungannon. Killeclaher, beaten by Dromore, obviously, first night out as well. So it's an opportunity. They've had a couple of weeks to try and get things together again. And, well, the league final sometimes can be one of those things that just happens. Normally it's a wee bit later in the year, but now it's basically in the middle of the championship. So autumn, I suppose you would call it. Could go either way. There's no doubt that Killeclaher have one or two players back after injury. Trillick have a couple of players probably back as well. And so it could be an interesting enough one.
Yeah, it certainly could. Moving on to Sunday then, two big championship encounters. One thing about the Tyrone Championship, you played a knockout, Paddy, so you do in there in the Red Hand County. So it's always grandstand stuff in Tyrone, so it is. But of the three of the four teams that have made the last four, they had to come through really, really tight games. There were really, really tight scorelines. There was nobody comfortable apart from Errigal Kieran.
You're absolutely right. Errigal probably had the pick of the performances over the weekend. That was built on Rory, Dara and Tommy Canavan, with Mark Kavanagh popping up with a point as well. Great performance from them against Dungannon. Dungannon probably didn't really get going at all. McKee done his best. Donaghy done his best as well. But Errigal probably the more comfortable of all the sides coming through, 116 to 111. Glamour, 1 point victory over Oma, and my own clubs and Endas probably will feel when they look back at the video of that and they look back at the game, they shot themselves out of it. They had a lot of chances in that game against the champions. Glamour won in that one, 6 points to 5. Narrow squeak for them. A poor enough game. Wild bad conditions last weekend with the rain lashing down. So it made life very, very difficult for both sides. But still, it was a poor enough game of football. There's no doubt about that. There was no quarter asked or given. Some good performances, it has to be said once again. On this occasion, the veteran, Roland McNabb, was outstanding for Dromore. One of those players who just keeps popping up and doing the business, really, for them. Done very well last day. So they're safely through. Carrickmore, it took Jack McCallan, son of the legendary Plunkett McCallan, the goalkeeper. Jack now is in goals. He done the business. He scored a 45, literally with the last kick of the game, to get over Loch McCrory. The local rivals, the parish rivals, pushed Carrickmore all the way. They will also feel it's one that got away from them. There's no doubt about that. And then Clonoe, they saw the challenge of Donoughmore, and it took Dan McNulty, came off the bench, great bit of work from him, picked up a Morrow pass and just turned to the back of the net. And, you know, it was one of them games, actually, they squeezed past Moortown, they've now squeezed past Donoughmore, and they find themselves in the semi-final against Carrickmore, and the championship being the championship Tyrone, anything can happen.
Yeah, what kind of game then are you expecting in that first semi-final? Pomeroy is the venue, 3 o'clock is the start, Clonoe against Carrickmore. How do you see that one go, Paddy?
Well, looking at Clonoe's point, Clonoe have been very, very good in terms of the championship. That said, they find themselves in a relegation playoff still, unless they won the championship. So they could still be relegated from Division 1. They've been a side that's been knocking on the door in Tyrone senior football for many, many years. Could be maybe 20, 25 years that they've always been there. They've some very good talent. McCallisky has been absolutely superb for them. And even last week, they showed real spirit. In 25 seconds, they had McCallisky black-carded. They had Jarrett McClure red-carded, all in the space of a couple of seconds. Yet they've come back into the game. They found themselves 3 points down and yet come back to secure the victory. McNulty coming off the bench. Steve McNulty has been very good for them through the middle as well. Paul Coney. And then obviously you have the likes of Ryan Morrow, who's exceptional the last day too. And in goals, obviously, they have Mickey O'Neill as well. Needs no introduction to anybody that follows football. Mickey has been a great stalwart for them. Great performance from them. They're up against Carrickmore. And well, we sort of know what to expect from Carrickmore. They have that championship tradition. This is a big weekend for them, of course, as well. They celebrate 50 years of their minors winning the Tyrone Championship as well. And many of those stalwarts are still about the club. They're still great groundsmen. They're great clubmen. They've had a couple of good performances through this championship. There's no doubt about that. That 4-7-1-8 victory in the opening day, Johnny Monroe scoring a couple of goals, Daniel Fullard and Neil Allison also on target there on that occasion. They've had a big mix of scores. They've a couple of great players. Lorcan McBride has been absolutely superb for them during this campaign. Maybe one of the players that doesn't really hit the highlights, you know, that much, but underrated. His performances, some of the fielding he's done this year has been superb. And then, well, you look at the veterans, Mark Donnelly and Martin Penrose. They've rolled back the years, Oisin, this year, and they've been superb. They've come on. Martin actually started the game the last day. Mark Donnelly came on. They add that wee bit of extra. All you'd expect now is Conor Gorman to turn up and be an extra, but I don't think he will right now. But, you know, that's the level that they're at. Massive mix of youth and experience. Years that they've had coming through, absolutely brilliant. But that said, I think they made it just too much for Clonoe. But Clonoe have that now built up that head of steam. They've nothing to lose. It's one or take all for them. And they have the players who could turn this one over.
Yeah. As for the other semi-final, Hayley Park and Omagh, 7 o'clock is the start. Dromore against Errigal Kearn. As you said, a 6-5-1 over Omagh for Dromore in the last game. Don't think this one's going to be like that, is it, Paddy?
I wouldn't think so. But that said, now, Dromore come into the game, obviously. Obviously, everybody knows about Dromore's, the famous curse that they had on winning the Tyrone Championship all those years ago. That was put to bed many years ago now. The next curse, the next blight that they've had, nobody has won back-to-back Tyrone Championships since Carrickmore in 2005. So Dromore come into this game with absolutely nothing to lose. They want to win the title. The backroom team's pretty similar to what it was, bar the fact that Ryan McMenamin, who helped St McCartan's at the weekend claim another Tyrone Ladies League title, that's 11 in a row for them now, incidentally, and Ryan has been in charge in most of those, and certainly in the past 7 or 8 years anyway. They have a good enough squad. Peter Teague has been very, very good for them this year. Ronan McNabb, better known to many people as Magpie, very, very good as well. Neil Snowden came off the bench the last day. He's been carrying an injury. He came off the bench and has played a big part in their victory. That said, they're up against Errigal Kearn. Now, Errigal need no introduction. Rory Canavan scored a point within 20 seconds on his introduction the day against Moy. There were 7 points down at that stage. That kick-started their campaign. Last weekend, he scored 1 goal and 3 points. He was also superb. But the fact that the likes of Joe Goose, who likes to come into the middle of the park as well, playing exceptionally well. Mark Kavanagh back from injury. Peter Hart, the stalwart, carrying the game every time. Right through the side, they've got experience, they have quality. And they will fancy their chances. Bear in mind, they haven't won the title now since, I think it was 2012. Been in a couple of finals, and many people would have talked, although Oisin and Highland really would have covered those games in the 90s, when it would have been Carrickmore and it would have been Errigal Kearn going toe-to-toe during the mid-90s. There was nobody but them. And all of a sudden, they've lost their way somewhat. Mark Hart's in there now managing the side. They have experience, they have quality, but whether they just have the belief, maybe, they get over the line, because they've got to those last couple of county finals there and have been beaten in them. So perhaps it's maybe their time. They will feel this is the best chance maybe they have in a couple of years. As I said, the three Canavans have been superb. Mark Kavanagh has been superb. Joe Goose as well. But they're up against the Dromore side with a point to prove. And that maybe will be a big issue in this one coming into the Senior Championship semi-final. Two massive games, Oisin, and I'm going to get splinters, because I ain't going to tell you who I think is going to win either of them. you could put so much weight on one side, so much weight on the other side, and literally 50-50. And that would be maybe even pushing it at this stage. Four very good sides, all capable of winning the Tyrone Championship. all very capable of winning the semi-finals this weekend.
Okay, Paddy, we'll keep a very keen eye on how those games are progressing on Sunday. Thanks for joining us as always, Paddy.
Well, Archie, thank you very much, and keep safe up that part of the world. All the best.